you ever heard of chucks, different types of chucks?
Wood chucks.
Okay, that's the only kind, or are there other?
It's the only kind we have is woodchuck.
Well, we have the marmots. They're a bigger, darker woodchuck, actually.
And are you familiar with those?
Mm-mm.
And called ground chucks.
So have you ever heard that term?
The ground chuck is what I know, or woodchuck. They live in the rocks. Well, they're rock chucks, but they're all the same, I think.
Well,
a woodchuck and a rock.
They're about the same. There's a little difference in the marmot and the woodchuck.
Okay, but a rock a rock chuck and a ground chuck and a woodchuck are probably about the same?
All about the same, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Game animals, did you mention any of those?
We have deer.
Okay, that's what people come hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things with the huge flat antlers?
Not the flat ones.
Okay.
I guess this
antelope, though.
Well, not right in here. We
real,
don't.
Real close, though.
Do they have any other name for antelope? Any nicknames for them?
Pronghorn.
Pronghorns.
That's what they would call them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I get you to say the whole name?
Antelope.
Antelope.
Yeah, there
we go. Okay. What about, are you acquainted with any desert animals around here, or is it not that dry?
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, maybe you can tell me all the types of snakes you run into around here.
Well, we've got bull snakes, rattlesnakes, water snakes, blue racers.
Blue racers? What's a blue racer?
He's just a little snake, and he's blue. He really
goes.
Oh, well, they're 3 to 5 feet. Maybe they.
Oh, no.
I don't think
most
they get.
Most of them's about two foot or 18 inches, and they're faster than little streaks. They really go. And then we have the king snake.
King snake? You familiar with that?
I don't.
Well,
I've never seen
like
it.
A water snake. Only he's beautiful colored. He's beautifully striped.
Uh-huh.
Real pretty stripes. They get to be about 30 inches sometimes.
Have you ever heard of a buffalo snake?
Mm-mm.
Never. Okay.
We had one water moccasin down home. Didn't anybody know what was till there was an old fellow from Texas came over and he told us that that's what it was.
And then you killed it, maybe.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay. What are these things, the insects? Maybe you could tell me a few types of insects that you're familiar with or plagued by.
We've got mosquitoes and flies and yellow jackets, wasps, hornets.
Okay. What about these things that late at night they fly around the lights?
Gnats.
Uh-huh. And bigger, maybe with dusty wings?
Millers.
Okay. Would you use any other term besides miller?
Moth.
I suppose moth could be. We always just called them millers.
Okay. What would be the plural of moth? One is a moth, two are?
Moths, I suppose.
Okay. And the same with a wasp. One is a wasp, two are?
Wasp.
Okay. So I guess we've been pretty much over the stinging insects, too. Do you have anything called a chigger around here? Are you acquainted with that?
I don't think so.
We know what they are, but we don't have
them. What are they? Have you ever heard of them, seen them?
A little bit of a tiny rascal gets under your skin.
I see.
But they just kind of bore right under the skin and itch you to death.
Now, is that what may give Rocky Mountain fever? Do you know what Rocky Mountain fever is?
Ticks. You get Rocky Mountain fever from a wood tick.
Okay.
Not a sheep tick.
Okay, from a wood tick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sheep tick is a different tick.
Now, is Rocky Mountain fever the same as Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay, and what are the symptoms of that?
Pneumonia, pretty much.
Headaches.
Mm-hmm. High fevers.
And we have black little spiders.
Oh, really? Okay.
With the hourglass on there.
Oh, yeah.